Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and or good evening to you wherever you are. This is Reverend Esther R. Scott of New Birth Ministries wishing you victory, Yeshua, love, joy, peace, wit, wealth, success, patience, virtue, good health, money, mercy, grace, support, wisdom, positivity, abundance, prosperity, greatness, comfort, and relief. Church Online with me, Reverend Essie, every Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time is for those who cannot attend the usual brick-and-mortar service who need to hear the word. Amen. Know that we're praying for you and for God to send you favor quickly. Also remember that troubles don't last always. You have the victory, my friend. God bless. Check out our website at revessie.org. Good afternoon and or good evening, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you are, God is good. Hallelujah. We have another day, another beautiful morning to wake up to tell somebody about the love of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. Every day there is a reason to thank him. Amen. To thank him. Just remember to thank him. As I say, Deuteronomy 8:18, don't forget where your blessings come from. Amen. You were given the power of the blood of Jesus Christ to use at your fingertips and your first thoughts. So use it. That's what we're going to discuss today, the power of the blood of Jesus. Amen. There is more to it than what you think, and you can always get victory over sin, hell, death, demons, and spiritual warfare by using nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. No witchcraft, no superstition, no man-made stories, just plain, awesome, creative power. And we have it. Amen. And I'll be speaking about that. That's the topic. I'll be talking about it right after I invoke the Holy Spirit, my best friend. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for today. We thank you for being our God, being God all by yourself. You are awesome. You are lovely. You're teaching us how to love. You're giving us the chance to show love to other people. And forgive us for the times that we didn't. Forgive us for the times that we didn't minister to people when we know we had the opportunity to do so. It's not about diplomas. It's not about degrees. It's about telling people about the blood of Jesus Christ, which we are going to talk about today. It's telling people about what Jesus Christ did on the cross just for us. He shed his blood just for us. And Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, we thank you for that. We pray for Israel, and we pray for all those that are grafted in. We pray for the believers, and we pray for the ones who don't believe to finally open up their spiritual eyes and see exactly who you are. You are the risen Christ. And we pray that people all around the world learn about you, Jesus. And please use me. Use me, Holy Spirit. Use me, Jesus. Use me, Abba, Father God, to teach other people something that they may need to hear to come to Jesus Christ. Amen. And in that sweet by and by, we will all meet one another and be glad that we did. Bless each and every person that's on today, that's listening today via internet, telephone, however they're watching or listening, podcast. Bless them all, Lord. Bless them all with more strength, more prosperity, more mental stability, physical stability. Bless them with everything that they need, Father God, because the devil keeps trying to tell them they're not going to get it. And we are believers, and we love you, and we know they're going to get it. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to go through some notes. Hey, you might want to get your pen and your pad or whatever you want to do to take notes today. I'm going to throw a few notes to you today from various scriptures. Amen. And let's talk about the most beautiful topic in the world. Amen. Not me, 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 I, not money. Amen. Not a good job. Okay, Jesus, hallelujah, the blood of Jesus, the blood that was shed on the cross for us. Now, why is the blood of Jesus so important? Because it was equal to the task. It was equal, it is equal to the task. Was, is, always will be. Amen. Now, I want to start out with Isaiah. Let me get my e-sword together here. Isaiah 53:10. 53, let me get here, 10. I'm doing this live, y'all, so get your Bible together. Okay, and Isaiah 53:10, beautiful. The scriptures that I'm going to read are just outstanding. Amen. And it reads like this. It says, yet if, I'll start with 7. Isaiah 53:7 and read down to 10. Sometimes you got to read a little before, a little after to get the meaning of what is supposed to be conveyed. Amen. And it says, he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. And we know who we're talking about here, right? He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was there any deceit in his mouth. And here we go with Isaiah 53:10. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. You want to know why the blood of Jesus is important? Because it was equal to the task, because God said so. God sent him here to do what he did. Now, the next notes I'm going to be taking from, I would do a lot from Hebrews 9 in the New Testament. Amen. Nothing else can take the place of Jesus Christ. Amen. So I'm going to start with Hebrews 9, verses 6 to 7. All right. And it says, now, when these things were thus ordained, the priests went always into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service of God. Notice, the priests had to do this. They were ordained to do certain things in the temple to accomplish the service of God. And then it says, but into the second went the high priest alone once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the heirs of the people. Amen. The priest had to, if you can see what it says here, the priest had to continually go into the temple and offer up blood of the sacrificial animals for the sins of the people. This is how their sins were forgiven. It was a complicated task. It took time. And you know, we read the Bible and we think everything's instantaneous because we're so used to reading from chapter to chapter, verse to verse, scripture to scripture, right? But we got to realize it took time to do this stuff. It took time to build temples. It took time for them to travel. It took time for the priests to do what they had to do with the showbread. You remember the table showbread and lamp, candle lampstands and everything? It took time for them to do that. But, hallelujah, Jesus was a one-time offering. Okay, so I really want to put this out there to people. So if you're out there and you're offering blood and you're killing, people still do it, believe it or not, killing animals, offering sacrifices to God, okay, on your own because you think you're doing right, you're wrong. Jesus was a one-time offering. All you need is Jesus Christ. Amen. Revelation 3:21. Amen. All you need, you don't need anything else. You can't see him. Sometimes you can't feel him. And that's what throws people off. But he is there. Amen. Emmanuel. He, God with us. Amen. Revelation 3:21, it says, to him that, this is Jesus talking to the churches, the seven churches in Revelation 3, 2 and 3. And it says, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame. Amen. Comma. and am set down with my Father in his throne. Jesus is telling you he overcame, and he wants you to overcome. Amen. Jesus is sitting down. The work is done. No more offerings by man is needed, and neither are they good enough. People who continually look for a pastor, preacher, or priest to offer anything to God for them are in error. I feel like that speaks to a lot of people. Hope it does. Amen. Jesus' blood was enough. It is telling Jesus that what is telling Jesus what he did isn't good enough for you. When you do these things, you're telling Jesus that his blood just isn't good enough. You just feel a little strange. You know, you're not comfortable with it. Well, you're telling him that he's not good enough. Don't call yourself a believer if you're going to continue to tell God that he's not good enough. Amen? He came down here to be with, he didn't have to. He came down here to be with us. He started out as a little seed, a little baby inside of a human woman's body. Okay, and God trusted that woman and her family to raise him, to raise our God. You know, only God, only Abba, only Father in heaven can do that. Amen. Hallelujah. Only Jesus can do that. So, and I don't know if some of you watched the video that I did of the new home that I moved in. Thank God, it's beautiful. Everything's gone good. Thank you for praying for me. But there's stars outside and owls outside. And you want to know something? And even though they're pretty, but to me, it's just superstition. Okay, because you know they say the stars, get rid of evil, ward off evil, and so and blah blah blah. But all this stuff that people are doing is superstition. It's superstitious, and I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings. So I anointed the cross, and I anointed the owls. Amen. They're still there, but they're anointed and covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, we have to be very careful of trying to find something to take the place of the blood of Jesus. Amen. Be very, very, there's nothing greater than the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. People want to see things. If they can't see it with their eye, then they don't believe in it. Amen. Just believe. Believe and you will receive. Amen. There is a continual flow now, even when you're asleep. When you're sleeping, the blood of Jesus is flowing. Hallelujah. When you wake up, the blood of Jesus is flowing. You should cover your children, cover your household, your belongings, everything with the blood of Jesus. Even if you can't anoint. Here's mine. I used one of my old Avon bottles. And I put my anointing oil in there. Amen. And just anoint things. Amen. Go around, anoint your windowsills, anoint your doors, anoint your kitchen. Because some people have an eating habit and they think it's a habit, but it's a little more than a habit. And you know, get rid of that thing. Amen. Anoint your house. And the blood of Jesus, and just claim the blood of Jesus covers me. The blood of Jesus covers my kids. The blood of Jesus is covering my finances. Amen. The devil tries to mess you up. Notice a lot. He uses affairs of the heart, and he uses finances, it seems to me, a lot. And if you think about it, Jesus mentioned money a lot in the New Testament, amen, because he knew that's one of the main reasons Satan was going to try to get to people. And for you people out there, and you feel like you're being cheated, and it seems like something just snatched your money away from you or snatched your children away from you, and you feel like you don't have that relationship anymore with them, and you're waiting for it, know this, already there. It's already there, and he's going to kick some stuff out of the way. And you're going to get what you've been waiting for. Believe that. Amen. Hallelujah. Now let's go to, let me see. Well, Hebrews 9. We were in Hebrews 9. Let me go back to Hebrews 9. Amen. Forgive me for my throat this morning. I call myself drinking water. Hebrews 9, 8 to 14. And it says, 9:8. It says the Holy Ghost, this signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest. This is when the priests were going into the temple and doing the blood and the table showbread and rinsing their hands off in the I forget what it's called, the laver. And you don't have to do that anymore. Okay. And it says the holiest was not all made. It says, while as the first tabernacle was yet standing, okay, which was a figure for the time then present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices that could not make him that did the service perfect as pertaining to the conscience. Then verse 10 says, which stood only in meats and drinks and diverse washings, that means different washings, and carnal ordinances, notice, not spiritual, carnal ordinances, things that man made, laws that man made, imposed on them until the time of reformation. Amen. See, they had to do these things. Amen. The New Testament as compared to the Old Testament, this is what it's talking about right here. The things that happened in the Old Testament, we don't do. Jesus came to make it better. He came to make it easier for us. He didn't get rid of it. Amen. He came to make it better. Jesus made our burdens light. And you hear what he says in the word. He came to make our burdens light. So that means no more bull sacrifices. Excuse me. No more bull sacrifices, whatever you're doing. No more lamb sacrifices. You don't have to put lamb over your doorpost or anything anymore. It's over. Let it go. Like the song says, oh, what is on that Disney movie? Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Okay, all you need is Jesus. Trust in him 100% or don't trust him at all. Jesus doesn't, what's Revelation say? He said to one of the churches, he said, if you're lukewarm, I'll spit you out of my mouth. So you don't want to be lukewarm because he doesn't want to be bothered with lukewarm people. Amen. And then it purges to make, it makes us clean. It cleans, the blood of Jesus cleans our conscience, see? In fact, what would it say there pertaining to Hebrews 9:9? It says, which was a figure for the time then present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices that could not make him that did the service perfect. See, the priests were not perfect. Nobody is perfect like Jesus Christ. And it says, while as pertaining to the conscience. Okay, only Jesus Christ can clean your conscience, and you fight off all the evil thoughts that try to come to you, capture them, make them captive, the Bible tells us, amen? Okay, no more of the sacrifices, purges us, okay? We have to be aware of the blood of Jesus, and this is what we should go around and preach to people and tell people about the blood of Jesus Christ. There are people who are bound. There are people who are bound by law. There are people who are still paying to get their loved ones out of purgatory and paying for their sins. There's a certain amount, $39 if you cuss, $150 if you do this. And that, you know what? That is robbery. Malachi 3. Malachi 2, in fact. Read Malachi. Everybody talks about Malachi 3. Go back and read. When we're done today, praise the Lord, go back and read Malachi 2 and see who it was written to, and you'll start to learn something. Amen. Amen. Thought process should change. We should change. That thought process, which a process which distinguishes, I got to get my words together today, what is considered morally good or bad. We should know what is good. We should know what is bad, okay? Your heart condemns you if something is bad. And so promoting to do the former and avoid the latter. The unsaved conscience is defiled. So if some of you saved people are out there living with, okay, dealing with some of your best friends, who if some of you saved people are dealing with people who are unsaved, their conscience is defiled. And nothing you do is going to help them besides telling them about Jesus Christ and cause them to be purged and made clean by Jesus Christ. You could try to talk to them. You could try to give them psychological help. Nothing's going to work but Jesus Christ. Tell them about the Lord. Let them learn about him the same way that you did. Amen. They keep thinking that they can do something over and over without consequence. This is what is called a repeat offender, a person who keeps doing something and they think, I'm not going to get away with this. I mean, I'm going to get away with this, so nobody will catch me, right? And they get caught every time. This is why the jails are so full, because we have people that keep doing things they have no business doing. They don't know about the love of the Lord. They don't have a close relationship with Jesus, or they would be purged, made clean, and they would start to live holy. Amen. They are repeat offenders. The Bible calls them heretics. Amen. Only through the blood of Jesus are we free from condemnation and guilt that comes from a defiled and spotted conscience. Now, change. When we're talking about the blood of Jesus Christ, there should be a change. You heard me just say that. The blood of Jesus will produce a change in a person. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if you want to write it down, 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. A new creature. When you believe in Jesus Christ, something should want to change. You should be wanting to change from your old ways to his way, Yahweh. Amen? Amen. Ezekiel 11:19, there's a freshness, a fresh feeling, and the will and intelligence. Your intelligence will change for the better because you have the intelligence of the Most High God, not the intelligence of Satan down here who roams around this world. Amen. You want to have supernatural, straight from the throne intelligence, and that's what you have. The Holy Spirit is going to be your library. He's going to be your teacher. He's going to be your books. Amen. He's going to teach you what you need to know to be holy. You'll understand wisdom. Amen. And God can now write his word in your heart, because you've had a heart change. Amen. By the blood, we can enter into God's presence, the Holy of Holies. Hallelujah. By the blood only, okay, can you be holy? By the blood only. Hebrews 4, 14 to 16, there's a great high priest. Go boldly to the throne. Amen. And I want to read, we see, when we, I feel like I want to touch on this. I feel God telling me to touch on this a little bit more. The word tells us that when we approach God, go boldly to the throne. You don't want to be timid. You don't want to be shy. God allows you to approach him. Approach him. If you're wrong, he'll let you know. Amen. If you're wrong, he will correct you. Your mind, your heart will correct you. Amen. We are to go boldly to the throne. And the enemy, the devil keeps trying to intimidate us so that we will be, you know, timid and wouldn't approach God the way that God told us to approach him. Amen. If you want something done, ask for it. Jeremiah 33:3. Amen. God will show you great and mighty things which you know not. Okay. Hebrews 10:19-27. It's okay. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, okay, notice that the law, he took the blood of calves and goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled both the book and all the people. See, this is all the stuff they had to do. They didn't get this done in microwave time. Amen. Saying, this is the blood of the testament which God has enjoined unto you. Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood, there is no remission. Unless there is a shedding of blood, there is no remission. It was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. Amen. And I'll go down to 27. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands. See, things have changed. Okay. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Remember that? Underline it. Take your orange or yellow marker and color it in. He did it for us, for you, and for me. That is one reason, if you can't think of anything else, one reason to thank him. Amen. Nor yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest enters into the holy place every year with blood of others. See, you don't have to do that anymore. All you need is Jesus. Okay. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Underline that, underscore it, as they say, color that in, write it down, type it up, whatever you're going to do. This is a wonderful, that's powerful. That's a powerful sentence. But now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin. Isn't this what people need to hear? Anyway, put away sin. Jesus put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. It's all about Jesus. Amen. And 27 says, I believe, was that the last one? Yeah, 27. And it says, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. And now can't leave out 28, right? And it says, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. You want him to come back to you? Do you want Jesus to come back and look at you and say, follow me? Amen. Hallelujah. He's coming back for you. Amen. By the blood of Jesus, we can enter into God's presence, the Holy of Holies. And if you want to write this down, write down Hebrews 9, 22 to 24, which a lot of that we just covered. And then Hebrews 10, 19 to 23, and then Hebrews 4, 14 to 16. Okay, now, I'm going to end this by covering five aspects of the power of the blood. Okay, and if you want to write this down, number one, okay, we are redeemed by the blood. Ephesians 1, 7, Colossians 1, 14, Revelation 5, 9, we are redeemed, we're bought with a price. Amen. Jesus bought us back. He took us unto himself. Amen. Redeemed, exaggerate, to buy out, purchasing a slave with a view of freedom. Lutro, L-U-T-R-O-O. And it means to release on receipt of ransom, paying a price for. Okay, he paid the price. Jesus paid the price. Why are some people still out there saying, feeling sad and feeling like they just can't make the cut? Because you're trying to do too much. Jesus paid the price. Stop worrying about what you did 2 years ago, 10 years ago, 35 years ago. Jesus paid the price. Once you accept him as your Savior, it's done. The only way it'll come back to you is if the devil uses somebody to bring it back to you, and usually that's out of jealousy. Amen? Jesus paid the price. 1 Timothy 2, 5 to 6, Matthew 20, 28, 1 Corinthians 6, 20. Redemption is eternal. Once you accept Jesus Christ, you are set. As they say, set it and forget it. Amen? You are set. Now, just try to live holy. Don't go out there and say, I just got saved. I can do anything I want to. No. No. Amen. Live like you had a heart change. Live like you had you want to be a liar. You don't want to be a liar, right? Okay, if you get saved, live like you've been saved. Amen. Live like it. Hallelujah. Okay. Hebrews 9:12. You can write that down as well. This all deals with the same topic here. It's not by money. Okay? It's not by money. Vain conversation or traditions. I'm going to say that again. It's not by money, vain conversations or traditions. So mark it off. Yes, you've been wrong. Amen. You're redeemed from the power of sin and its bondage into freedom and holiness. Romans 6, 6 to 7, verse 14, verses 17 to 23, and then 1 John 3, 9 to 10. Now, second one, number two. Number one was we are redeemed by the blood. Number two, we are forgiven by the blood of Jesus. Amen. Ephesians 1, 7, Colossians 1, 14. Amen. You can look that up on your own time. Conviction. Okay. We're forgiven by the blood of Jesus. There should be a conviction where sin is revealed. And isn't that the problem we're having in a world nowadays where people just seem like they don't get convicted anymore? People just out there doing whatever they want to do, whenever they want to do it. Amen? condemnation. Now watch this. The Holy Spirit convicts. He'll let you know you're doing something wrong. And a lot of people just pass over. They pass over that thought and they're like, yeah, whatever, you know. And that's the Holy Spirit. That's their heart. The Holy Spirit using them, telling them what you're about to do is wrong or what you've done is wrong. And people just don't get convicted anymore. But then there's condemnation. Amen. Okay. The Holy Spirit convicts. Satan condemns. So if somebody's trying to condemn you, it's not of God. Condemnation, punishment. Satan would condemn you and drive you away from God. That is the intention. God forgives and forgets our sins because of the blood. You're covered by the blood of his son. God forgives and forgets our sins because of the blood. Remember that. He honors the work of the cross. And in honoring the blood of Jesus, the Father is honoring the Son. Amen. Before we came to Christ, we were just humans. The shade of man, human, H-U-M-A-N, and we know the word hue, H-U-E, is a shade, a color, amen, the depthness of a color. After the fall, we were only a shadow of what we were before. Adam and Eve, after the fall, were nothing like what God had made them, didn't get what God had for them. Things had changed after sin entered into their lives. So therefore, we are types and shadows of what was. Amen. You're not a man until you get saved. I said, you're not a man until you get saved. Forgiveness. Aphemi. A-P-H-I-E-M-I, it's Greek. It means send away, send forth. Sin is gone. Amen. And when you accept Jesus Christ and accept his blood, your sin is gone. As far as the east is from the west, Isaiah 38:17. God throws it behind his back. As God forgets and forgives, the believer needs to forgive himself. Okay, there might be a lot of you out there that you know, you ask God to forgive you of your sins. You accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, and that's beautiful. God bless you, but have you forgiven yourself? I believe there's a lot of people out there right now that are living miserable lives and are not getting the blessings that God wants them to have, and because they are not forgiving themselves. I watched a movie one time years ago about this guy, I can't remember, and he was going around killing people, and because he felt that he was sacrificing them to God. And then he would go to his own apartment or whatever it was, and he had a cat of nine tails. I don't know if some of you remember this movie. He had a cat of nine tails that had the hooks on the end of it, and he would like beat his own back. He was beating his own back and ripping his back apart. And after he would do that and bleed for a while, and he'd go out and kill somebody else. When he wasn't forgiving himself. He thought he was helping out God. Jesus did that. Nobody else can do what Jesus did and call it cool. I mean, it's just not cool to do that kind of stuff, you know. It's very, very wrong to do that. We cannot, you know, we have to forgive ourselves. Amen. We have to ask God to forgive us and know you're forgiven and forgive yourself. Amen. That's guilt. God's not going to lay a guilt trip on you. Amen. Hallelujah. We have to forgive and forget the sin as God has. And write this down, Philippians 3, 12 to 15, and Isaiah 43, 18 to 19. Now, number three, amen. By the blood we are cleansed. I'm going to go to 1 John 1, 7. I want to see this. Write down 1 John chapter 1. I got to go through at least some of these. Amen. Hallelujah. 1 John 1, 7. It says, I'll start with one. It's entitled in my Bible, Walking in the Light. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Amen. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, you're a liar. And the truth ain't in you. My son's grandmother used to say that. She used to say, the devil is a liar and the truth ain't in him. She was Southern. Amen. If you call yourself being a Christian and you are purposely, you are still walking in the dark, you are not a Christian. You're a liar, just like your father, the devil. And it says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. See? You should want to change. You should be able to see. I believe, this is just how I feel, I believe a lot of people have felt that they were doing something wrong and just ignored it because they think they have time. You know, well, we did it this long. You know, God didn't say anything. Isn't that what the Bible says? I think I said that last Sunday. People do things because they think they have time. Hey, guess what? You're going to get caught. If you call yourself being in the light, walk in the light. Act like it. Act like a Christian. Don't just say you're a Christian. Act like a Christian. Amen. Now, number four, by the blood we are justified. Romans 5:9, because we are cleansed. Amen. You are cleansed. You're justified. Amen. You have an excuse, okay, that you are changed. You're different. Jesus justified you. Amen. The leper is cleansed and restored to the fold. Okay, that's in Leviticus 14:1-7. Restored. Jesus gives restoration. As you see, I put on Facebook the other day, I put a picture of my old raggedy Bible, my old Thompson Chain reference. I put a picture of it up, and then I put a picture of it when a friend, somebody I know, got it restored for me, and it's black and pretty. And I put that picture, and I said, after you accept Jesus Christ, you get restored. Amen. You get restored. You're made new. You're pretty. He makes you clean. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're justified. This is Tsadag, that's T-S-A-D-A-G. Okay, we're talking about Greek here and Hebrew. To be made right. You are made innocent by the blood of Jesus, acquitted from all guilt, just as if you never sinned. Seriously, folks, God is not a man that he should lie. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, you can act, as they say, you know, put it this way. You accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. You come out smelling like a rose. Amen. Just as if you've never sinned. And people would say, he has the nerve. Exactly. He has the nerve. She has the nerve. Amen. Satan, I want you to hear this, okay? Just as you've never sinned. And Satan accuses you to you. Amen. Think about that. Satan accuses you to you. Job 1:6, Job 2:1, Revelation 12:10, diabolos, D-I-A-B-O-L-O-S, like diabolic, where we get a word diabolic from, the accuser. The devil is an accuser. And you want to know something? A lot of the thoughts, maybe some of you, that you have in your mind are from him. And you're accepting them. I'm nothing. I'll never be anything. It runs in the family. It's in our blood. You know, I'm doing this because I heard my great-grandfather did that or something. You know, he's giving you those thoughts. He's a slanderer. The devil is a slanderer. And you're slandering yourself listening to him. Amen. What are you supposed to say? I am the righteousness of God. Don't I tell people that? I am and the Father are one. I'm the righteousness of God. I and the Father are one. By his stripes, I am healed. By devil, you're a liar. I know I feel this pain and everything. Pain, I bind you in Jesus' name. I send you to hell to burn and never return to me ever again because you are not of God. God dwells in this body. I'm not going to accept you. I will never accept you. I will bind you every day. If I have to, you're not my friend. Amen. I and the Father are one. You're an overcomer. Every day, look in the mirror and say, good morning, overcomer. Amen. Nothing wrong with that. Amen. Hallelujah. You're justified. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Only believe who God says you are. Okay, then number five and the last one. The blood sanctifies. Now you have justification. You're justified through the blood of Jesus. Don't you want that? Amen. Now you're sanctified, made clean, made pure, made holy. Amen. The blood is our defense. You now have peace. Write down Isaiah 43:26 and 1 John 5:8. Amen. John 17:17. You are sanctified by the word. Read the word. Everybody says, I get tired though. I go to sleep. I wait too late to want to read the Bible. Read the word. Amen. You're sanctified. When you read Jesus on paper, I mean, what do people think is going to happen to them? You know, you're sanctified. I think a lot of people, not a lot, but I believe there are some people who may not read the Bible because they haven't overcome the enemies, the spirits within themselves. Therefore, the spirit is taking over and causing them to not read the Bible. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. There might be something inside of you stopping you from reading this Bible because whatever sin you have accepted in your life, okay, is going to see to it that you don't continue to walk with God, just like the snake did Adam and Eve. Read the word. Amen. Read the word. Hallelujah. As Jesus's hands were fastened, our hands should be fastened to do his work only, not 50-50. I'm half Christian, half, I always tell people, I'm half Marine, half preacher, and there's conflict going on there because some of the things I want to do as a Marine, I can't do as a preacher, but you have to be one. Amen. I'm a preacher and then I'm everything else. Amen. Hallelujah. I am God's. Amen. Our walk is to be sanctified. People should see that we're believers. You are their book. As I said last week, how would your book read if another generation of people, God created more people, okay, and used you as an example? How would your book read? Amen. Hallelujah. As Jesus' feet were nailed to the cross and his blood spilled, it sanctified and cleanses our walk. There's blood, and I'll end it like this, the last sentence, okay? Blood is in three places. Jesus shed his blood in three places. You ready? You write this down. One, the garden. He freed his mind, free of mind, okay? Okay, you have a free mind for the blood that he shed in the garden. Number two, the whipping post. Amen. By his stripes, we were healed, are healed, and always will be healed. And lastly, at Calvary, he was bruised for our iniquities, and by his stripes, we are healed. Amen. Got Jesus? Hallelujah. Are you saved? If you're not saved, you just heard this, I hope something that I said moved your heart towards Jesus, not me. Amen? Not me. If something I said moved your heart towards Jesus. If you want to get saved, it's easy. People make it too hard. All you have to do is this. Repeat after me. Dear Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Thank you for what you did for me. I believe you died on Calvary and rose 3 days later just for me. I want you as my Savior. I believe in you. Help me. I love you, Jesus. And amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's that easy. God bless you. Welcome to the family of God. Amen. Welcome to the family of God. To God be the glory. Angels are singing in heaven right now, praising the Lord over one soul. You. Isn't that awesome? Amen. Praise the Lord. If you would like to get in contact with me, you need Bible resources or something like that, you can catch me on Facebook at Esther R. Scott. Come on Sundays or email me or message me or whatever, You can email me essie@revessie.com. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. God make his face to shine upon you. God give you his rest. And God give you his peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, everybody, for coming on today. God bless you and bless your household. Have a beautiful, beautiful rest of the weekend and have a blessed week to come. In Jesus' holy name, to God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.